こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、アメリカの宝くじパワーボールが昨年の1月から当選者が出ておらず、賞金額が繰り越されて現在15億ドル、約1773億円に膨れ上がっています。これは宝くじの賞金としては史上最高額です。桁が大きくなりすぎたため、アメリカ各地に設置されている当選額を表示する看板にも数字が入りきらない状態です。当選するためにはチケットに表記されている5桁の白い番号、これは順は問わずと、1桁の赤い番号が全て合致している必要があります。実際に当選する確率は2億9220万分の1で、これはコインを投げて表が連続で25回出るのと同じぐらいの確率です。パワーボールのチケットは1枚2ドルで、現在勝負がかかっている分のチケットだけで3億7100万枚のチケットが売れています。
The jackpot for America's Powerball lottery has grown to a record $1.5 billion or 177 billion yen as no one has come forward with the winning numbers since January of last year. As the jackpot has gotten so large, that gambling institutions across the country have struggled to display the amount on their billboards. Participants must show a ticket with 5 white numbers in any order and 1 red number. The odds of any individual winning the lottery is 1 in 292.2 million, said to be equivalent to the odds of flipping a coin and landing it on heads 25 times in a row. A single ticket to enter Powerball is $2. So far for this jackpot, 371 million tickets have been sold.
全ての桁がでかいよね。
うん。
売れてるチケットの枚数もすごいし、額もすごいし。
371 million tickets.
すごいよね。まあ1枚が2ドルだから。
That's more than the population of the United States, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the population of the U.S.?
Like, I don't know.
318 million, I think.
1枚2ドルっていうのはまあ確かに買いやすいよね。
So most people are buying multiple tickets?
I bet.
I mean, I guess that has to be happening.
Yeah.
If you have more tickets than people.
Yeah. でもそれでも確率が少なすぎてもう絶対に当たらないっていうのを説明してる記事がめちゃくちゃいっぱい出てる。
Well, someone's gonna win. That's for sure.
Eventually. でもだから今日アメリカで今だから夜じゃん。今日またその抽選会があって、でこれでもまた誰も当たらなかったらまた土曜日に抽選会があるんだけど、そこでまた金額が上がるわけだから、この今1773億円が賞金だけど、それがもっとどんどんだから増えていく可能性があるっていう。
Do you enter in any of this stuff, like 宝くじ or these I saw people lining up recently. They do that around New Year's, yeah?
そうそうそう、宝くじね、年末の日本はすごい並んでみんな買いに行くけど、私一昨年ぐらいかな、なんか当たる気がすると思って急にで買いたいなと思ったんだけど、なんかわざわざ行く機会もなく、で、あの年末になって海外に行くってなって空港に行ったら売ってるのよ、空港にも。で、あ、もうこれ運命だと思って、今買ったら絶対2億当たる私と思ったの、なぜかで買って、これ絶対当たるなっていうなぜか自信満々で全部外れたのね、
right.
5枚ぐらい買って、で、あ、やっぱりダメだなって思ってそれが人生一回最初で最後でした。
Just once.
そう。でもパワーボールはやっぱり
five
at once。でもパワーボールはやっぱり桁が違うからね。うちのあのいとこ、アメリカのあの、フロリダに住んでるさ、もうあの買ってたよ、今回だから。当たったら1億ぐらいくれるかな。だって1773億円なんでさ、当たってさどうする？
I don't know.
そんなにいらないよね、むしろ。
I wouldn't even want to win this. Like, it would ruin my life immediately.
ね。
Like, I'm not interested. Like, people get really weird about money. And the bigger the number is, they're like, oh my god, that's so much. But it's, you know, you're way better off entering in a lottery where you could win, you know, $50,000,
yeah,
and your odds are way better, right?
そうだね。
It doesn't make, like, you don't want this much money. Trust me. Like, nobody wants this much money. You're just gonna...
だって1億円をさ、1000人にばらまいても、まだ773億円残ってんだよ。
What kind of drastic income redistribution is this? Because, I mean, people bring this up sometimes, but the people that participate in these sorts of things, and the people that like to gamble, generally they're not in the best... financial situation themselves.
Right.
And so systematically, large numbers of people who are in bad financial situations are spending their money on something where only one of them could possibly benefit.
Yeah.
And then that one person wins the lottery and then their life is ruined. So, you know, what's really going on here?
そうだね。誰もハッピーにならない。だからこれさ、まあここまで来てルール変えられないのかもしれないけど、もうちょっと少額にして当たる人を増やすみたいなさことにすればいいのにね。この一人にさ1700億円とかじゃなくて。
But all that does is change the odds, and people don't care what the odds are.
そうだって、
You're either gonna win or you're not. That's how people think.
だってこれの確率もさ、その2億9220万分の1で、これってね、その男性がその男性器2つついて生まれてくる人いるじゃん、たまに。
うん。
そのだからペニス2本で生まれてくる可能性って500万分の1なんだって。
うん。
だからそっちの方が全然可能性が高い。
Yeah. But if you're already alive and already broke, you know, you can't enter the double penis lottery. So what are you gonna do?
だからすごいよね、そう考えるとさ。まあでも2ドルだったらね、別にハードル低いっていうか、こんだけ絶対当たんないよって言われても、まあ買ってみるかっていう気にはなりそうな気もするけど。
Do you gamble at all?
No.
What about when you went to Vegas? Like,
ベガス行ったらちょっとルーレットとかやってみるけど、もう何十ドルとかしか使わないでやめにするタイプ。あとスロットとかもビビリだから、なんか何5ドルとかで、でちょっと20ドルぐらい買ったら、やったもうやめようみたいな。貧乏症タイプ。
Do you feel close to like an addiction at all, or just not even?
全然ないね。あのパチンコとかも全然興味ないし。
But if you were close to an addiction, would you notice, or would it just happen? Do you know what I mean? Because I have a friend that just, she came from the United States,
yeah.
Tried pachinko.And then she was doing it like every week for years.
Wow.
And she's like, it like was an issue.
Huh. You know?
So, but she never really felt it happen. It was just like,
it just happened,
I guess.
So she didn't see it coming.
No.
So she had never gambled in,
well,
the States,
like,
before, or
you try it and, or I don't know, nothing like pachinko where you're, you know, you go into this same place and, oh, this is my machine,
yeah.
And I'm just going to, you know.
Is it like, so...パチンコ一回やってみたときにすごい大当たりしたとか、そういうこと？
Maybe.
And then she couldn't quit.
But it's bizarre to me, because I just don't understand like why people gamble at all. I have like no idea.
でも私の元彼でいたのね、やっぱやってる人が。その地方に行くとさ、朝から並んでるじゃん、自分の代を取るために。でなんかそういうのやってた人がいて、もう10代の時付き合ってた彼氏だけど、
うん、
でその人に連れられて一回やったんだけどさ、あんなのさ1000円とかが一瞬でなくなっちゃうじゃん、
right.
しかも自分で何もしてるわけじゃないじゃん、
うん、
なんていうの、入れてボート見てたらさ、じゃらじゃらじゃらんってなって、はい、もうあなたの1000円はありませんみたいな。楽しいわけないみたいなさ。
It's like I studied economics and statistics.
Right,
those were
right,
like
right.
The two things I really focused on,
yeah.
In school. So when I look at gambling, it's just like, oh, this is this is just bad news, like everywhere.
So
like,
man.
I can't even respect it as an institution. I mean, I respect the freedom that people have to do it.
Right.
But it just kind of makes me feel weird to watch.
不思議だよね。
Yeah.
でもなんか魅力がを感じる人はさ、いるわけで、それで業界が成り立ってるからさ、それを聞いてみたいよね、だから。 何が楽しいかっていう。
I feel like it's an ego thing. As weird as that seems, because it's like it's about you. Like the odds are against you, but you won anyways. You know, it's a.
I guess.
It's like a.
I read that it's almost like a hypnosis with 日本のパチンコ。なんかその音がすごいじゃない、まずガランガランガランって、
yeah.
音がすごいし、すっごく至近距離でライトがめちゃくちゃ点滅したりとか、それでなんか一瞬のヒプノーシス状態になっちゃうっていうのは読んだことあるけど。
Yeah, it's you put something on the line. There's a lot of stimulation. It's a lot of it's a lot of fun when you win, but when you lose, you can kind of just do it again.
だから最近あんまり聞かないけどさ、ほら親がパチンコ車で行って、子供を車に入れたままさ、何時間ものめり込んじゃって熱中症で死んでるとかあるじゃん。だからそういうのも、だから一種のヒプノーシス状態になってるわけだから、時間の感覚とかもないし、そのなんで子供のこと忘れたんだとか責めるのは簡単だけど、まあそういうのも気にできない状態にもなっちゃってる脳が、っていうのはどっかで見たけど。
Statistics is weird. Like the coin flipping thing.
Yeah.
It's 50-50. And you can't get heads 25 times in a row unless it's like some crazy. But getting heads once is fucking easy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's bizarre. It's it's a weird. There's a weird example where it's like the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco.
Yeah.
More people kill themselves on that bridge than anywhere else on Earth, probably. Mm. I mean, it's like once a week at least somebody jumps off that bridge.
Right.
And the odds of you dying if you jump off that bridge are like 98 point something.
Okay.
Like super high. So anyways, what happens is like we come up with these statistics, like every month 5 people jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, that's not a real statistic, I'm just for the sake of example, right? And then next month the same thing. Next month the same thing, 5 people, right? But if you talk to any of these people, if you look at any individual case, it's like, how did... We didn't know that you were going to jump off, but we knew somebody was going to jump off. But you look at their life, and it seems so chaotic. There's all these random things that just happened to them.
Yeah.
There's no way anyone could have predicted that this person was going to die of cancer, or that their business was going to, you know... Whatever the totally seemingly random circumstances are, this person is there. And then this person jumps off the bridge and fulfills this statistical prediction.
Right.
I mean, isn't that so bizarre? Like, you know what I mean?
That is weird, yeah. Yeah, I mean, まあ統計ってね、本当数字にしちゃうとあれだけど、そうやって個々のケース見ていくと、その数字では表せない、なんかバックグラウンドがいっぱいあるわけじゃん。So...I mean, だからこの宝くじもさ、絶対当たんないようなすごい確率だけど、まあ、当たる人がいてもおかしくないっていう。でもなんかさ、ベガスとか宝くじとかもそうだけど、すごい金額を当てて、でその後すぐ事故で死ぬ人とかいるじゃん。
Well, I think
それも統計的にさ、
some of them get murdered.
だからなんかさ、そのこう宝くじとかベガスで大当たりして、それを元手に実際に成功した人っていうのをあんまり、まあ、私も別にそこまで調べてるわけじゃないけどさ、あんま見たことないよね。
Well, they say if you I mean you have two options if you win.
Yeah.
Do you want the lump sum or annuity? Do you want it paid out over a long period of time?
これはあれだよね、30年とかだったよね、20年か30年の間にちょびちょびもらう、か一気にもらうか、どっちか選べる。
But you get more money if you wait.
Right, right, right.
And you get the
pay. いや絶対一気にもらわない方がいいよね。
For sure.
なんかそのオプションいらないぐらいじゃない。
But
そっち選ぶ人いるの。
I think most people do take the full amount.
What?
Or it's not the full amount, but the lump sum.
いらないよ。ちょびちょび欲しいよね。
But some people, you know, they have some idea about what they're going to do. I'm going to start this. You know, they come up with some huge scheme.
Like what?
Fit, to fit the number.
Like what? What are they going to do?
What do you do when you win this? What would you do? I mean, it's the question, like, such a cliche question, but what would you do if you won $1 billion in a lottery?
I'll buy a house.
Okay, what are you doing with the $1 billion you have left?
だからさ、想像もできないよ。そんなに物を欲しくないから、私今物欲がそんなないから、だから家を買って、なんか、あ、だからお金めっちゃいっぱいあったら猫いっぱい飼えるみたいなさ、シェルターからいっぱい持って帰れるとか、その猫集め。猫集め
結局。
だってさ、他にある？何したい？じゃあ。
I don't want it. I would literally refuse it right now. I swear. I don't trust myself with that.
それかもだから寄付するよね。Large amounts をなんかチャンクにして、これはこの財団、これはこのなんか病気のリサーチとかさ。
I would probably just put it all on cancer and just done.
ね。まあだからその寄付先を選べるじゃん、自分のお金だから。
Yeah.
っていう意味ではそれは楽しいかもしれないよね。でもいや想像もできないね。次、ドイツのマックス・プランク進化人類学研究所の DNA 解析でアレルギーを引き起こす遺伝子は初期の人類がデニソワ人やネアンデタール人とセックスをしたために私たち子孫にまで受け継がれたものであることが分かりました。人類は生まれつき特定の病原体が体内に入った時に被害が拡大する前に素早く反応する3つの遺伝子を持っています。その遺伝子はもともと人類が出現する数十万年前からヨーロッパや西アジアで暮らしていたネアンデルタール人とデニソワ人が持っていたもので、人類が彼らと交配して子孫を作った際に受け継がれたものであることが分かりました。そのおかげで人類は病気によって絶滅することなく世界中に広がることができましたが、一方でこの遺伝子は花粉や動物の毛などに対しても免疫機能を過剰反応させることがあり、辛いアレルギー反応の原因となっています。初期の人類の他の種との交配がどこまで人類の進化に影響を及ぼしたのかという問題の糸口になるため、今回の研究結果は大きな意味を持ちます。
A recent DNA analysis by the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology suggests that human genes associated with allergic reactions were actually passed on to early humans as a result of interbreeding with Denisovans and Neanderthals. Human beings are born with three specific genes that allow our bodies to respond to pathogens quickly and minimize damage. These genes, inherited from the Denisovans and Neanderthals,that inhabited Europe and Western Asia hundreds of thousands of years ago, played a crucial role in allowing human beings to spread out around the world without being wiped out by disease. However, they are also responsible for our immune system failures in regards to allergies to pollen and animal hair. The discovery is being considered a major breakthrough in understanding how much prehistoric interspecies breeding may have affected our evolution.
面白いよね。だから、私たちの祖先の誰かがネアンデルタール人とセックスしたためにうちら今花粉症に苦しんでる、
yeah. Well, that in the Japanese Ministry of Forestry or whatever they...
そうだね、そうだね
Those assholes.
そうだ、杉を植えてるからね、先生と。
Yeah, I
think this is pretty interesting. なんかこれだけじゃないんだよね、きっとその他にもさ影響を受けてることはもしかしてあるかもしれないっていうことなんだけど。
Yeah, allergies are so annoying.
何のアレルギーある？
I'm not sure. I feel like my allergies change. Like I used to be really allergic to cats, but I haven't had a reaction to cats in a while. And I was allergic to dogs, but then I owned a dog, and after owning a dog for a while, it sort of went away.
なんかなんだっけ、玄関療法って言うんだっけ。
I don't know.
言うよね、その自分家の猫とか自分家の犬だけは平気っていう人も結構いるじゃん。だからその、ずっと一緒にいると。
But other dogs too. I think I got better.
Right, right, right. だからずっとそのアレルゲンに触れてると、なんか体が 諦めるのか分かんないけど、疲れる。アレルギー反応が少なくなっていくっていう。
Maybe my immune system is just not as crisp as it used to be.
I don't know. でも私さ、フロリダ行ってる間にいろんな猫とか犬とか鳥とかと触れ合ってたわけよ。
うん、
で1週間経って日本に帰ってきた時にやっぱフライトが長いからすごい疲れてるじゃん。で飛行機なんか空気も乾燥してるし、多分免疫が下がった状態で帰ってきて、
うん、
自分家の猫に久しぶり久しぶりってチュッチュチュッチュしてたら、なんか顔が赤くなったっていうかアレルギーになっちゃったの。で、あ、やばいと思って。
Are you sure it was your cat?
うん、だってチュッチュチュッチュしたら、そのそこの猫に触れたとこだけがブラッチーっていうかさ、なんか赤くなっちゃって、でくしゃみとか目とかもすごい痒くて、まあでも今はもう平気なんだけど、だからやっぱ免疫が下がってるとなんかダメなのかなとか、自分家の猫でも。あとはね、花粉ね。
What characteristics do you think we gave to the Neanderthals or the Denisovans? 逆に
あるのかな。なんかこっちの方がさ、だって若い種なわけじゃん。何もデベロップしてないっていうかさ、だからこういう免疫機能も持ってない状態だったわけでしょ。
うん、
だからこっちから提供できたものってあるのかな、むしろ。
Probably. I mean, there's probably other aspects of us that we've inherited from them. I mean, you don't interbreed and just get this really useful gene only, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of other stuff going on too.
そうだよね。どうなんだろうね。なんか謎が多いよね。昔のことすぎるし。
Yeah, it's weird to think. I mean, is it technically interspecies? I guess it is.
Yeah, they're calling it species.
They are calling it species, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, like early humans
と、it's like ligers or something almost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, クジラとイルカが交配したやつとかさ、みたいなことじゃない？だから見た目の特徴とかもあったはずだよね。そのなんか、こっちの種の方が鼻が高いとか、こっちの種の方が眉毛が濃いとかさ、
yeah.
そういうのもぐちゃぐちゃっと混ざって今の人間になってるんだと思うけど。
It's so weird how people are put together.
Yeah.
Like all these parts, all these features, like dominant and recessive genes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're saying that people with blue eyes all come from a single ancestor.
Ah, ne, so 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 so.
You know, stuff like that. So It's weird. It's
なんかこう、
really weird.
目の色の組み合わせ、こうお母さんとお父さんがこの色とこの色だったらこの色の可能性が何パーセントみたいなチャートをこの間見てて、たまたま、mm. それも結構面白いよね。
I remember doing that stuff in school, actually making the charts and mapping it out, but it didn't work that way, really. It seemed like to me.
What do you mean?
Like if there's someone with brown eyes and then someone with green eyes or something, and they have children, their children's eyes, according to the chart, are supposed to be brown. But that's not really what happens. No. Eyes are like way more complicated than that. So
the chart that I was looking at said like each eye color had percentage. So like 一人が例えば緑の目で、一人が茶色の目だったら、
yeah, but they're not
茶色になる確率は 70% みたいな。
Yeah, I think eyes are actually far more complex than those charts. Like, those charts are just don't apply to your eyes. It's more relevant to maybe, I don't know, your hair color or something. And what I've noticed, because a lot of my friends are weird mixed races,
right,
is that eye colors blend all the time.
Right, right, right.
They blend, but no one... I haven't really seen anything about eye colors blending. That much.
あとなんかさ、何色か分かんない色っていうかさ、
yeah.
なんていうの、これははっきり茶色なのか緑なのかみたいな人いっぱいいるじゃん、
yeah.
なんか光の加減によっても違うし、だからうちの my mommy の husband もなんかこれ何色なのかなって感じだもん。でパッと見茶色っぽいけど、よく見ると緑っぽいから、
It depends onFor some reason, like irritation to the eye changes its color. For me, anyways.
Hmm.
So if I like, if my eyes get irritated, then I start to get this, like, it's like green on the outside. My dad has completely green eyes.
Okay.
So, it like, you see it like show up. So I got pink eye, and then just one of my eyes was like green.
Huh.
And then the other one was normal. It's weird. But most of the time my eyes are completely brown. You can't really tell.
So it's just the irritation that brings it out.
Yeah, well, if you like look really closely to the very outside of my iris,
right,
you can see that it's not brown. You can like see.
Interesting.
But it's like, I know people where it's much more blended, like 50-50-ish.
Mm. 面白いよね。 なんか目の色って。
These like Neanderthals, their body structure was totally different too. Like the width of their shoulders, and they were much stockier and I think physically stronger,
right,
than modern humans.
Right.
So I guess it makes sense that we're smart, otherwise we wouldn't be here.
ね、それ不思議だよね。なんかだって彼らの方が they have more advantages じゃん、 because they were here first. Like しかも何十万年とか前からいて、でしかもこういう病気に強いジーンズも持っていて、なのに modern I mean humans が take over しちゃったっていうのは不思議だよね。
Well, at one point in our history, the human brain size increased dramatically. And it's the most dramatic change in the size of, I think, any organ ever in any species. Like the way the human brain size increased when we came out onto the African plains,
right,
hundreds of thousands of years ago, is something that has yet to really be explained by evolutionary science. And the theory for a long, I don't know if this is still the prevailing theory, but the theory for a long time is that we had to be able to coordinate space and time in order to hit a target with an object like a rock.
Right.
So if you wanted to throw a rock at a zebra or something, then you have to aim in front of the zebra. You can't,
right,
if you
right,
aim
right.
at the zebra, you'll miss.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
So the theory was having to coordinate this, you know, and lead targets when you throw stuff is what resulted in this increase in brain size, which I've never been a fan of that theory. I don't know if there's a better one now, but
Yeah, there's so much we don't know about ourselves. But now we know that we have allergy because we had sex with these guys.
Yeah.
次。フランス国立科学研究センターが実験で被験者に短いお話を声に出して読ませ、その間自分の声がヘッドホンから聞こえるようにしました。本人には内緒でデジタルオーディオシステムを使って声色を操作し、楽しそうな声、悲しそうな声、怖がっている声などに変換すると、自分の声色に影響されて本人の感情も声色の通りに変化しました。この結果は人間が自分の感情を表すために常に自分の声をコントロールしているわけではなく、むしろ自分が話す声を聞いて自分自身の感情を把握していることを示唆しています。実験に参加した早稲田大学及び東京大学の渡辺克美教授は、今後この現象を応用させ、気分障害の治療などに使える可能性があるとしたほか、オンラインゲームなど人が感情的になりがちな場面で役に立つかもしれないと述べています。
Researchers at the French National Center for Scientific Research conducted an experiment where participants were asked to read a short story while hearing their own voice in their headphones. Unbeknownst to the participant, researchers manipulated the tone of their voice to either sound happier, sadder, or more fearful. The researchers found that the modifications to the participant's voice affected their mood to reflect the emotional vocalization, implying that we aren't consciously controlling how we sound to express our emotional states. According to experiment participant Katsumi Watanabe of Waseda University and the University of Tokyo, this phenomenon could be used for therapeutic purposes as it has mood-altering effects.
そう、なんかこれまでも同じような実験をしたことはあったらしいんだけど、ただそのこれまでって録音した声を本人に聞かせるとかしかできなかったんだって、うん、だからこの生で操作しちゃうっていうのはこれが初めてって書いてあった、
うん、
でそのこの感情を出すために表すために声を変えてるのかそれとも逆なのかっていうのはなんかずっとこれまで議論されてきたことなんだって分かんないから、
hmm. I think it's important to do it in real time because if you hear other people speaking with a certain mood that sort of becomes your mood too. It
right,
doesn't have、right. to be yourself.
You right,、know? Right, そう。だからで、まあこの被験者のうちほとんどの人が自分の声が操作されてることにもちろん気づいてない状態バレなかったって、
hmm.
いうふうに論文には書いてあったけど、
But hearing yourself from, like, not through headphones or anything, like, it's weird. Like, you don't really hear yourself the same way. Like, if you hear yourself, you don't sound like what you think you sound like.
Right.
Right?
I guess.
I mean, if you hear yourself a lot, like we do, then it sort of syncs up and、yeah. it doesn't seem weird anymore. But...For almost everyone, when they hear their own voice recorded for the first time, it's like, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They、like、always say that. でもなんかさ、そう、うちら慣れちゃってるじゃん。だからなんとも思わないっていうか、別に結構聞かれるんだよね。自分の声録音したの聞いてなんかすごい恥ずかしくならないみたいな。恥ずかしいっていうか、
yeah.
私こんな声なんだっけって思わないって言われるけど、この今収録してる時にうちらヘッドフォンしてるんだよね。だから、mm.自分の声もヘッドホンから聞こえてくるし、マイケルの声もヘッドホンから聞こえてくるし、なんか。
But we're just used to it because we can't freak out about it every week. Oh my god.
For 3 years.
I sound so weird.
yeah. そうでも面白いなと思ったから、いつもうちら声ヘッドホンから聞いてるわけじゃん。でこの自分の声が自分の知らない間にちょっとトーンが変えられてたら、だから例えば本当は元気なくて。すごいテンション低いのにヘッドホンから聞こえてくる自分の声がすごいなんかチェアフォーっていうかさ楽しげだったら、yeah. それにつられてやっぱ楽しい気分になっちゃうってことだもんね、
mm.
それも面白い
I guess, but
面白いし単純なもんだよね
I don't know how do you use this for therapeutic purposes like you have a device on your head so like whatever like when you're talking you just cheer yourself up
well the professor was saying that なんかそのなんか嫌なことがあった時とか、わかんない、mm. 何かのイベントをリビジットしなくちゃいけない時にその声をだからもうちょっとポジティブなトーンに変えて自分で聞くことによってその何かトラウマじゃないけど何か悪いイベントがあったことを乗り越えられるとかはあるかもねって。
Just, I was, I have a recording of myself that someone else recorded when I was like not feeling so well like、
okay.
I was like ill and I heard it like I was going through my voice memo thing on my iTunes I was、
yeah.
like what's this and I like heard this and immediately I was like oh I'm not trying to listen to this like it just hearing yourself not in a good mood I think would affect you more thanhearing someone else not in a good mood.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, because
yeah, for sure. Because I have the same thing. It's so weird that you talked about it. Because 私なんか病気だった時にその病気の時ってさその今まさに病気の時の感じって後で思い出せないじゃん。
Right.
だから今これを録音しとこうと思った時があって。
Mm.
So I'm just explaining what's happening to me.
Yeah.
でところどころなんかもう泣いたりとかしてんのねもう10分ぐらいのレコーディングなんだけど、
yeah.
それを今そのゾーンから出た状態で聞いたとしても多分影響されてまた泣きたくなるもん、
yeah.
It's so stupid but so I never listen to it but it's, I know that it's sitting in my phone
Hearing your own voice is just so bizarre You know、supposedly people prior to like theI'm so bad with like dates, like history wise, but prior to the 16th century, when people would read books, they had to everyone would read out loud.
Ah, yeah, なんかそれ見たことある。
And there was like some guy, I forget his name, but he was like famous because he could read without saying it out loud.
Right.
And he would just look at the pages. He wouldn't say a word, and people are watching him in anticipation. And then he would suddenly tell them what he had read, and it would just blow their socks off.
Magical.
They were just like, what?
But, そうだよね。
It's actually been speculated that this people used to hear a voice in their head. Everyone heard a voice in their head, like in prehistory. Like there's a lot of records of that. People, it's like you would have a voice in your head, and it was like this running dialogue. I mean, people have that today. But we think it's just thinking.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really thought about the same way, you know?
So right.
People would talk about the voice in their head.
Right.
And it wasn't like a crazy thing.
That's weird. I guess.
It is. It's weird.
Yeah, well, when you try to think about your thoughts in your head, it's like how it happened. Like, did it come in, like, a sentence, or did it come as a concept, you know?
Yeah. Are you thinking or talking right now? Or are you doing both? Is what you're saying what you're thinking? Or is what you're thinking more complicated than that? And what's coming out of your mouth is just some portion of that, some packaged thing.
Yeah.
Because there are very, very intelligent people. Like, Elon Musk, he's a genius. He's not a good speaker. There's no way that he's just saying what he's thinking. His brain, it just looks like it's running at a billion miles per hour,
right?
And then like some normal sentence comes out.
Yeah. Well, on the other hand, there are people like, 例えば Terence McKenna みたいにさ、そのすごい曖昧なコンセプトを言葉に落とし込むことがすごく上手な人っているじゃん。もうまさにドンピシャでこれみたいな。それは私すごい下手な方だから、自分が考えていることがすごく複雑でも言葉に出した時にすごい稚拙になっちゃうというかさ、もっと面白いんだけど全然相手に伝わらないみたいなこともあるけど、あと面白いなと思うのは、このポッドキャストを自分で収録したらもうそれ聞かないじゃん別に、だから自分では分かんなかったけど、やっぱ昔のエピソードと今のエピソードをこう交互に聞いてる人、最近聞き始めた人とかで、とかにはさ、すごいマミ、今の方が元気そうっていうか今の方がハッピーそうだねってよくいろんな人に言われるんだよね。それはだからやっぱ、
well, it was very different circumstances when we started too.
Yeah, so like at one point なんかすごい喧嘩とかしてさ、めっちゃなんかギスギスしてた時とかもあったし、それは多分自分の中ではそれを出してないつもりなんだけど、普通の楽しい時と比べて聞かれるともう明らかに違うんだろうね、多分。だからこんにちはの言い方がもう違うって言われるからさ、なんか出ちゃってんだろうね、それは自分でも気づかないうちに。
いや
バレちゃう。
Do you know this idea, like the when like some people are really good at writing but they can't speak very well. Or some people are much better at speaking, they can't write any well. You know, what are the implications of that on thought? And what about the idea that you can't, like if you don't have words for some, the words almost like create the path for you to think.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you learn a new word, you're actually learning a new idea, a new concept, or a new archetype or something, right? And now it's like something you can comprehend, because if everything is just a description, then it gets very messy, right?
そうだからやっぱりバイリンガルとか一個言語が増えると考え方もそれに伴ってたくさん増えるよね。
Yeah.
そもそも。
There's like ideas that just exist in these little cracks somehow, and they're never exposed in one language or another,
right?
Or like a certain feeling or a certain connotation that's just never brought out in one language or another.
Yeah. そう、本当にそう思います。
次、 According to research published in the journal Current Biology, young infants between 3 and 6 months of age consistently outperform babies and grown adults in various tests of sensory perception. 5-month-old babies were able to spot the difference between 2 images of snails with little trouble, while older babies and adults struggled. It was also found that 3 to 4 month-old babies were able to perceive subtle differences in lighting that were entirely imperceptible to adult subjects. Another study found that 6-month-old babies raised in English-speaking homes were able to differentiate 2 Hindi ta sounds, where the only difference is where exactly the tongue is placed when producing the sound, a distinction that non-native speakers struggle with. However, within just the first year of life, these perceptual abilities are greatly diminished. The researchers believe that with age, we learn which signals are the most meaningful, and this results in a perceptual narrowing, and we stop paying attention to the details.
Journal Current Biology に掲載された研究で、生後3ヶ月から6ヶ月の赤ちゃんは感覚認知のテストにおいて大人よりも高い成績を残すことが分かりました。ほとんど同じに見える2枚のカタツムリの画像を見せると、大人は違いを見つけるのに手こずりましたが、5ヶ月の赤ちゃんは簡単に違いを発見していました。また生後3ヶ月から4ヶ月の赤ちゃんは大人にはわからない光の加減の微妙な違いも認知できていました。また英語の環境で育った生後6ヶ月の赤ちゃんはヒンズー語で2種類あるタの音を聞き分けられていました。2種類の違いは舌をどこに置くかだけなので、ヒンズー語に馴染みがない大人には違いの聞き分けは困難です。こうした感覚認知能力は1歳になる頃には大幅に衰えます。これは成長とともに脳のどのシグナルが重要で意味があるものなのかを理解し、すべての細かい部分にまで注意を払うのをやめていくからだということです。このさ、光の加減の違いを認知できていましたとかってどうやってわかったの？
Well, for the snail picture, the difference between the two snails was a very subtle difference in the way that the light was reflecting.
Right.
So those sorts of effects, the way that light interacts with objects, because what's happening is these really young babies are calibrating themselves, and all of the boundaries and all of the labels and the way that a baby calibrates itself is by, you know, this is a cup. This is something that it needs to be able to understand. This is a cup. And so because the baby doesn't know this and it's just looking at an image, it's paying attention to every single detail. It doesn't see the object.
Right. I mean, right? Yeah, I understand that. But my question is, like, how did the team know that they knew the differences?
I don't know the specifics of the... It would be something like a mark test, that sort of a thing where, you know, there's... I don't know how they run the experiment.
Oh, okay.
But they designed an experiment where the babies were able to demonstrate that they could tell the difference.
Right.
And they did this for touch input as well. So adults get confused about where is being touched sometimes. So if you like cross your arms or put your hands together like this and someone touches one hand and not the other, like we get confused by our own vision. What's going on?
Okay.
But babies were able to figure that one out quite easily as well.
Interesting. なんかさ、その touch、その in order to know when someone is touching you, you have to have this sensory in your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, この間すごい不思議なことがあってさ。そのフローティングタンクとかに入ってる時ってさ、その要は自分の体を感じないじゃん。Like it's like it feels like you're merged with the water that's surrounding you.
Right.
So there is no boundary. この間ね、急に自分の下半身にそれをできたの。When I'm not even in the floating tank.
What were you doing?
Nothing. I was just sitting on the sofa.
Okay.
And I discovered that I could, I can't do it now, but then somehow I could just, I could turn it off.
下半身?
Yeah. で、あ、
What about your upper body?
アッパーボディは感じてるんだけど、下半身、足の感覚をオフにできるっていうか、空気と一緒、なんていうの?バウンダリーがない状態を、足だけできたの、その時、なぜか。
What were you doing, though? Like,
nothing. I was just thinking about it. I was just thinking about
the float tank.
The floating tank, and I was wondering if I could recreate it. I have been thinking about it. And then one day it just happened, and I was with my husband, and I told him, like, I can not feel my legs now. I was like, wow. And then I have this weird and I have this weird phobia. なんか足の爪を触られる、人に触られるのがすごく嫌なのね。なんか爪が剥がれるとかっていう、なんかイメージが一番すごく嫌なの。なんかそういう変な恐怖症みたいなのがあって、足の指を人に触られたり、爪を逆向きにこう上から触られたりするのがすごく嫌なわけよ。だから普段は耐えられないのね。で、私が足の感覚をオフにできるみたいな変なことを言うから、うちの、あの夫がその足をじゃあ本当かどうか確かめるために指をこう触ってたの。で、全然平気なの、だから。 Cause I don't feel it. Isn't it weird?
I don't know.
Do I sound crazy? I was telling him, like, I know I sound crazy. I know that it's gonna sound crazy, but I can turn it off, you know?
Well, once you have that experience in the float tank,
yeah, maybe you can just recreate it.
Once you have the experience, you know where the sensation is.
Yeah.
And it's like things happening in your dream, I feel like sometimes feel really real if you've done it before.
I guess. だからそのフローリングタンクのところにいたさ、男の人いたじゃん。彼に私がその終わった後に自分のバウンダリーがなくなった感じがしたって言ったら、あの何回もフローティングタンク経験して慣れてくると普通に家で座っててもその感覚を作り出せるようになりますよって彼が言ってたの、確かに。だからできたと思って、ですっごい不思議な感じなの。だから空気と自分がなんて混ざり合ってるというか、だから本当にバウンダリーがない状態、しかも下半身だけ、下半身というか足だけ、すごくない？ I must come off super crazy. I'm,
no, like,
I must
it, it
sound
makes, well,
nuts, but you know.
Well, what's interesting is that we're all sort of crazy because, you know, all of the boundaries that we form in order to make our environment comprehensible, that's what happens. You're born, the world doesn't make any sense, you have no idea what the fuck's going on, yeah. You don't know what anything is. But then we're taught language, we learn language very quickly, and then we start to label objects, and this becomes reality. My reality is like, you know, this is a bag of gummies, this is a phone, this is a cup, but none of these things are really true. It's just stuff that's
right,
there.
Right.
And we've organized the stuff a certain way, and this is a, you know, some extremely complex system that allows me to telepathically send my ideas over the internet or whatever. But really, the reason why these babies can see so much detail is because they haven't formed those boundaries for the sake of comprehension.
そうだよね。Or communicating with the others. そのだから要はさ、私が例えば足の感覚をオフにできる日があったって言ったら、すごい頭おかしいと思われるかもしれないけど、赤ちゃんって羊水の中にいるとき、多分自分にバウンダリーがあるって分かってないじゃん。もう水、どこまでが水でどこまでが自分かなんて知らないわけだから。だからその状態で生まれてすぐにちっちゃい時からフローリングタンクとかをさやらせてったとしたら、多分そのスキルが備わってる子供になるよね。こういつでも自分の感覚をオフにできるっていうかさ。
Well, I think that's where we begin that way. And when you're floating in the amniotic fluid in your mother's stomach, you are in a float tank.
Right, exactly.
And there is no distinction between yourself and an other. Everything is just an experience.
Right.
It's a pure experiential state. And then when the baby is born, eventually over time it learns these labels. It learns that it's a person, and it needs to wear clothes, and it needs to have style, and it needs to go to school and do all these things. But it started as something that was purely an experience with no boundaries whatsoever.
Yeah.
And one thing that's really interesting, it's interesting that you brought up Terrence McKenna, is he's talked about the effect of psilocybin mushrooms improving visual acuity. So similar to the test that these babies were given, people were given tests to see if they can tell if a line is very slightly bent and things like that. And the perceptive ability of people who had taken or were on very small doses of psilocybin mushrooms is they could see all of this. They could see the very tiny details.
Okay.
And then anecdotally, people who take these mushrooms say that they dissolve boundaries. So it kind of makes sense.
Right. You just go back to the baby state.
Yeah. And
interesting.
And the chemical compound is, I believe it's similar to DMT. And DMT is an endogenously produced chemical compound. Your own brain produces it.
Right.
So it's weird that, you know, you can just take some more of this chemical and you sort of revert to these boundaries begin to dissolve, and then
right.
The visual acuity is not, it's not that your eyesight got better, it's that the boundaries formed by your brain are getting out of the way.
Right. I mean, you just in the note you just talked about perceptual narrowing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it gets widened again, I guess.
Yeah.
But this, to me, it was like this, you know, epiphany-ish yeah. moment, you know. I was like, wow, I didn't think that you could ever do this, you know. And
do you think it's something similar to what people do with meditation?
Yeah. And I think that what happened to me in the floating tank happened because I had done meditation, like real meditation, and I knew what it was like already. So it's like it kind of built up to this point. And then now I was able to do it on my sofa just at home. But yeah. And then like while I had turned off my I closed my eyes and suddenly, and I was focusing on how, you know, there's no boundary between me and the air, you know, that kind of stuff. And then suddenly everything felt like two-dimensional. Like this weird, overwhelming sense of, two-dimensional,
Now that sounds ridiculous.
Like it just felt.
Do you mean two-dimensional?
I don't know. Just. There was a switch, like this dimension. I can't even explain it. See, I'm not good at explaining things, but anyway, it was just.
Well, what you're talking about turning off your conscious contact. It's if you were to do that with your mind in some way, and you'd have to be able to sort of see things as they are, or. I feel like that's sort of what people are trying to do when they meditate is kind of turn off all these
right.
boundaries and just kind of experience yourself and experience
right.
your own mind.
Right.
It's weird to try to experience your mind. Like
yeah.
where is the mind? We don't know where the mind is.
Right.
We've scanned all different parts of the brain and looked everywhere. It doesn't seem to be anywhere, the mind.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it happened.
Can you tell the difference between these snails right here?
なんか今この iPad で表示してるのだとあんまりわかんないけど、携帯で最初見たとき、後ろの灰色の色が違うなと思った。
No.
No?
No, look at the very bottom of
yeah,
the snail.
I saw that too. Like, 下の影のさ、形が全然違うじゃん、そもそも。But on the phone, I want to show you. On the phone, the background gray looked different.
I'm pretty sure it's the same.
Really?
I think so.
Is it supposed to be exactly the same color?
you're imagining it, I think.
Because I love taking the color tests online.
Mm.
なんか超さ微妙な色の違い分かるかどうかみたいな色覚テストみたいなすごい好きなの、mm. でいつもそれやってて結構さいい成績なわけよ。
You enjoy doing that?
Yeah、
mm.
ほらこの携帯で見るとさ左の方が青っぽいグレーじゃない、
mm, 一緒。
Really?
It's, I don't think that's I think just the snails are different.
Huh. I thought it was different.
But there's a lot of...
You
know, that's what's so great about magic. That's what's so great about these, like, optical illusions and magic.
Right.
Because magic isn't about the magician. It's about the fallibility of your mind.
Right, right, right.
It's exposing you. You're exposed. When they do magic, it's like you just got exposed. Your
right.
brain is stupid.
そうだからそうテーブルマジックとかって本当に楽しいよね。なんかその彼が何かすごいことしてんじゃなくてこっちが注意をそらされちゃってる。しかもボランタリーに、
うん、
ですっごい大きい変化に全く気づいてないみたいなさ、
yeah.
I love it. I wanna you know there's a restaurant like magic restaurant in 青山の方だっけ。 It's an Italian restaurant but the、うん、そのマジシャンがテーブルに来てご飯の間にあのやってくれるの。 And it's so much fun. It was funny too. I wanna go back there. なんかあんまり機会なくない？その目の前でさ実際にやってくれるっていうの。
Well, I see it on the street a lot. And I
really?
See people, yeah, they're always doing it like near Hachiko under the bridge とか。
Huh, really?
たまにいる。
Oh, I never see them. そっか。
Yeah, and some of them are really good. And when they, even like basic card tricks,
yeah.
will just blow my mind.
I know.
I'm just like, I'm out. it's over.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
楽しいよね。
次, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus has decided to retire all of its circus elephants in May.
Yay!
The Asian elephants have been a central part of the Ringling Circus Acts for over 100 years. The decision comes in response to various local government ordinances in opposition to such acts over concerns of animal abuse. The currently touring parade of 11 elephants will be retired to the company's 0.8 square kilometer Center of Elephant Conservation located in Florida.
The Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus という有名なサーカスが5月に全ての象を引退させることを発表しました。過去100年間、同サーカスのメインキャストを務めてきたアジア象ですが、動物の扱いに対する社会の見方の変化や政府の規制強化などに応える形で今回の決定がなされました。現在サーカスに参加している11頭の象はサーカスがフロリダに所有する 0.8 平方キロメートルの保護区域で暮らすことになります。おーよかったね。
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't really have a strong opinion either way. I mean, the animal abuse concerns are largely due to something, a device that these trainers use, which is called a bull hook, and it's originally called an ankusha.
Okay.
Which originated in 500 BC in India.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, thousands of years old, this tool. And it's a little stick with a point,
okay.
a straight point, and then it has this weird curved hooking point that comes out the side.
Oh God.
And the elephant trainers use this to discipline the elephant. So when you see elephants doing, if you look at a trainer for one of these elephants during the show, you'll see that he has this weird stick that has these sharp points on it. And over time,
that's so mean.
Well, it's like, you know, they have a whip for the lion or a, like you, they have spurs for horses.
Yeah,
you know, the horse fucks around, it's gonna get spurred.
Yeah,
right?
It's so barbaric once you start thinking about it.
So these guys are poking these, poking these elephants all the time to get them to do what they want. Because You know, the elephant's like, oh, fuck you. I'm not going to balance on this ball. Are you crazy? And then he gets stabbed a couple of times. He's like, all right.
I'll do it.
So,
that's
bull hooks used to be like really extravagant, like super beautiful.
Okay.
Like really one of the most, it's like just covered in ornaments and made of gold and, and ivory, like, and the high, it was a real status item in these cultures that had elephants for so long. And then over time, you see them become simpler and simpler and smaller. And it's so that people couldn't see what was happening to the elephants. Because before, no one cared. Oh, you're stabbing the elephant. Like, okay, good.
Right.
But now it's like, they're concealed, so the stick that the circus guys are using, they conceal it all the time. They conceal the point, like behind their arm, as they're like presenting stuff. And
right. まあでも本当に変わってるよね。あの動物の扱いというか何が OK かどうか。そうシーワールドもそうのあのシャチねもショーに使わないっていうのもそうだし、あの昔の文学とか読んでてもさ、それこそ我が輩は猫であるとか。そういう古いの読んでるともうなんか平気でさ土間にいる猫を蹴っ飛ばしてみたいなこととかさ、なんかあの扱いがすごい悪いじゃん、でそれがまあ普通というかさ、別に何もそれが悪いのかいいのかもあんま考えたことなかったみたいなところからすごくこう変わってるよね今は。
It's weird because so many of the people that are so close to these animalsare the perpetrators, and and it seems like most of the people that are like don't hurt the animals are city people, you know, but if you talk to like farmers or something, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah まあだって慣れてないからね、見慣れてないからさ、それはショッキングに決まってるんだけどさ。
But if I mean, what does that say about, you know, what's the moral reality of this?Because it seems so relative, right?
Right, I guess. But I think, こういうなんかエンターテインメント、そのショーとかさ、まあ、このサーカスとか、だからそういう意味で言うと、先週あの世界で一頭だけのホウジロザメ網にかかっちゃった。あれをさ、美ら海水族館に入れたら3日で死んじゃったわけじゃん。で、もう死ぬの分かってる。だって今までホウジロザメそんなキャプティブにできて長く生きたことないから。なのにその美ら海水族館に持って行って、もう案の定3日で死んでしまって、もう海外のメディアとかにはすごく叩かれてるわけよ。ピーターももちろん怒ってるし、だからそういうさ、なんかあんなマジェスティックな大きい生き物で1日に何十キロ何百キロとかさ泳ぐような生き物をこんなタンクに入れて平気なわけがないわけで、だからそういうのをさ、やっぱなんかなんていうの、なんかそれを見て喜ぶ人も減ってきてるわけじゃん、多分。
For sure.
でしょ。だから。
Well, they were originally planning to retire these elephants in like 2018 or something like that.
Okay.
But then
they sped it up.
They were like, we're just going to retire them like way sooner.
まあね、だって喜ぶ人より怒る人の方が増えてきちゃったらさ、やる意味がないもんね。
You do business for this much longer with the elephants, but what's the cost to the brand and the you know, people are going to be making a bunch of noise that whole time. So, you know, it's better to just get out before. SeaWorld should have done that.But they were, I think they were a bit late, and now people are just like, fuck SeaWorld. Like,
でもそのアティチュードはすごくいいよね。なんかこうずっとやってきたからってそれにしがみつくんじゃなくて、その社会の変化に合わせてもう一気に諦めるっていうかさ、もうやめる。
More, what it is a lot of these institutions look for majority, right? Or they look for, there's some tipping point for them.
Right.
ButThe way they should really be making decisions is by looking at trends. And if you can lead the trends, you'll be fine.
Right.
Don't look at these numbers in your bottom line and try to like, like, oh, well, we're still making more money doing this than we would, you know, it does, that's not going to work. You got to look at the trends.
本当そうだよ。
And they just generally haven't done that.
ね、だから美ら海水族館もそこをさ考えればよかったよね。そのなんかちょっとでも自分とこの水族館にホウジロザメを捕まえといてお客さんを呼び込むチャンスと捉えるのか、
うん、
結局その長く生きることができないわけで、そうすると世界中から非難を受けることになるのか、yeah. どっちがお得かっていうさ、ビジネス的に考えてもそういう倫理とか忘れたとしてもさ、
うん、
っていうね。
I like circuses.
全然 like circus as in like シルクドソレイユとか。
No, like more traditional circus.
Like animals and like bear riding like, a bicycle type of circus?
Like women in skimpy dresses swinging from like little, what are those things?
The Why swinging... don't you just go to a strip club and you'll see a lot of
no,
that?
No, no, it's not like that. Like a circus is, it's totally unique. It's so different from all this other stuff. Like you're not going to go to a strip, I don't even like... strip clubs.
Women in skimpy clothes.
But it's about, you know, she could fall, she could die. It's dramatic. It's really
right.
crazy. And the lighting and the colors, and it's crazy. And there's juggling and there's fire and there's motorcycles flying around upside down. And like all this crazy stuff is going on.
Right.
It's like a dream. It's like it's not real. You can't believe these people are doing
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cirque du Soleil is doing that kind of stuff too. It's like, are they humans? You know?
Yeah, it's a form.
Are we the same?
It's a form, but there's something way crazier about a circus. It's the craziness of the circus. Like Cirque du Soleil, it's like...
They're circus
so,
too.
So sophisticated and the they're so like... A lot of it's just like how incredibly... physically developed these people are. Like the stuff they do is just like
right.
what? It's like that's what's surreal about it. But just a regular circus in a tent where you've got the clowns and like people swinging. I mean, it's just I just like the idea. I just like that concept.
Hmm.
It is its own archetype. It's showing you things. It's
yeah.
it's entertaining you with. Things that are just bizarre and
I mean I've gone
almost creepy.
I've seen yeah exactly like I've seen ボディショイサーカスとかちっちゃい時にさでそれこそクマが自転車乗ったりとかライオン出てきたりとかさ、mm. 本当のなんか昔のサーカス and yeah I had fun and everything and I wasn't like against it or anything at all.
Yeah.
I was like oh lions you know but then as I grow up I just get this really I just have this really dark like sad image.Dumbo とかもそうだけどさ you know this really it's almost like a
is it just
like
the animal thing that
not just that but like you know people being sold to circuses like back in the days or whatever and you know all these really dark or freak shows type of you know
what do you think that life is like to be a circus performer and you're walking the tight ropes and swinging around and it's just craziness you're going from city to city and it's just so crazy.
It must be pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah. But I still have this really dark, like, なんか weird image. あの、シルク・ド・ソレイユでさ、今日本人で活躍してるあの女の人でバイリンガルニュース聞いてくれてる人がいるんだよ。
Hmm.
She's in Vegas. Pretty cool stuff. I told her, like, yeah, I went to see O. I think she's in O, actually.
Hmm.
And she messaged us.
What's O?
The one with the water.
Oh, I'm not
the one
really...
that they can't bring to other cities because it requires special stage with water.
Huh.
And it's 本当に there are two water shows that I've seen. One is O, one is Le Rêve. Both are like completely surreal. Like you can't believe that those are humans too.
Yeah, it's
like are we the same species? It's like.I'm so much more awkward and you know,
I don't
like,
even think about just the people. It's just the whole spectacle is so surreal. It really feels like a dream to me.
本当にそう。
It's like kind of incomprehensible in a dreamlike way. It's like, what's going on? Like, you know what I mean?
本当にそう。 なんかいつ息してんだろうとか、そういうなんか、 もうなんか Yeah, it really is magical. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
で、その人たちのやっぱその運動スキルっていうかさ、コーディネーション、もう自分には絶対ないから I have such bad coordination、between my body and my brain. So、
yeah.
それ見てるだけでもなんか It's so impressive.
These elephants at in this center of elephant conservation that they're going to, I guess that they're going to be studying these elephants to try to find out about cancer. Because, well, we have one of these, I think it's called P53, which is a cancer-suppressing gene.
Okay.
Elephants have 20 kinds of this P53 gene.
So あんまりがんにならないってこと?
Elephants very, very, very rarely ever get cancer, even though they're so large.
Right.
They have so many cells.
Right, right.
So they're trying to figure out, like, what is it exactly that's making it so these elephants don't
get
cancer?
Should we interbreed with them?
Well, I don't know if
get that gene.
Yeah. But, yeah, if there's an existing solution in a mammal that will prevent cancer.
Interesting.
It seems... I don't know. It's a good use of these elephants, I guess. They can hang out and get tested. I don't know what they're... I don't know what
that sounds bad.
How do you do research on an elephant for cancer? I'm not sure.
They borrow some cells from them?
I guess.
Okay.
A new study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology has found that telling yourself, I can have it some other time, instead of, no, not ever, enhances the abilities of people to resist temptation and exercise self-control. The researchers conducted multiple experiments to test this, where subjects were asked to use unspecific postponement for a self-selected temptation. The researchers found that unspecific postponement, when compared to specific postponement, was far more effective in reducing attention to and consumption of the temptation for at least a week afterwards.
新しい研究で食事制限をする際に絶対に食べないと決めるよりもまた今度食べればいいやという態度で臨む方が誘惑に負けず自分を制御できることが分かりました。チームは実験を何度も重ね、被験者には誘惑に負けそうになった時にまた今度にしようと自分に言い聞かせてもらいました。今度にしようと延期する際に、ではいつ食べる予定なのかを具体的に決めない方が具体的にした時よりもその食べ物への執着を減らすことができ、少なくともその後1週間はそれを食べなくても平気でした。これはめっちゃわかる。
Yeah. Do you do this?
Yes.
You already do this. You don't say no, not ever. You just postpone it.
だから基本的に別に何を食べてもいいってことにしてて、だから食べちゃいけないものはない。だからアイスは絶対食べないとか、チョコ絶対食べないとかすると余計食べたくなっちゃうから、私は。だからまあ別に今日じゃなくてもいいかみたいな。別に今日あえて今この瞬間に食べる必要ってあるかなみたいな、よくよく考えて、まあないかっていう感じ。そうすると確かに別になんかこう絶対に食べないってしてると今しかないかもみたいなさ、変ななんかわかる、変ななんかプレッシャーがかかって余計ストレスで食べたくなっちゃうんだよね。
So it's like procrastination. You can procrastinate things that you want, but we tend to procrastinate things that we don't want.
そうだね。
Right?
逆にね。
Things that we don't want to do, we procrastinate all the time.
Right.
Things that we want, we almost never procrastinate, but that might be what we should do, since procrastinating is what we're good at.
そうだね、本当にそう。
Right? We're not good at making infinite commitments or commitments where it's just like no, never.
本当それはそう。だからすごい強い意志がある人はそれでもできる人もいるんだと思うんだよ。 もう絶対チョコ食べないって言ったらもう何十年も食べないっていう人もいるじゃん。でも私はさ、そんなに強い意志がないから、絶対これは食べちゃいけないとかって自分に決めると無理だよね。逆にオレオ一袋とか食べちゃうなんか逆に悪化するストレスで。だから別にいいけど今じゃなくてもいいかっていう方
が。 It's weird. If I have food, if I have food in my apartment, I'll eat it. Generally, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Like,
but what about the amount though? Like,
oh, I'll eat any amount. Like, I can just eat whatever.
例えばさ、なんか if you had Cheerios,
yeah,
like one box of Cheerios, then you'll probably eat the whole thing, or you'll eat the box, right?
But not Cheerios, but if it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch, it's gone. It's over.
But like, what if you had a lot of things, you know, that you can't possibly
then I'll just
finish,
get fat for a long time and not die.
関係ないんだじゃあ、ストックの量は。
Yeah, I don't understand myself when it comes to discipline at all.
Because for me, 例えばオレオ一袋だけあったら絶対食べちゃうのね。でも食べちゃう。
Is that like the two cylinders? Like,
I'll eat one, not two.
But what if you have two?
Then I won't eat both. That's the thing for me.
You won't eat either. What if there's three? Three packs of
oil. あればあるほど食べなくて済む。だから if I had one この bowl of Oreos, then I'll probably eat the whole thing. But if I hadmore Oreos, and if I had ice cream, I have bananas, I have so many other things, then I don't have to eat any of it.
I don't like not doing things. It's weird. So I'll just, if I have Oreos, for example, I'll decimate all Oreo. Any Oreo seen in my apartment is done, for sure. There's no chance. But then, after I kill all the Oreos, I go to the gym. So it's like,I make an additional commitment. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Or I've like eaten horrible food and then ran for an hour. Anything that I do that's bad, I just let myself do it. And I try to convert it into motivation. It's motivation to do something that will correct it. Because I don't like...
So if you're eating healthy, you don't feel like you want to go to the gym?
If I'm eating healthy, I don't know. Going to the gym is usually just a habit for me.
So if you want to go to the gym and like push yourself and be buff or whatever, you have to eat Oreos to get motivated to do that?
Almost. Almost.
Okay.
Well, you know, I moved, so I didn't go to the gym at all for probably like 4 months, 5 months. Like zero. I mean, I exercise here and still kickbox and stuff, but I haven't like lifted any weights for a while. Just doing like plyometrics or whatever. But then I signed up for a gym at the end of last year, and my diet got worse as soon as I signed up.
Okay.
Because it's like, well, I'm going to the gym now.
Yeah,
so
it's in the back of your head somewhere.
I don't know.
なんか私はやっぱ自分に優しくすると余計ストレスが減って食べなくなるから、もうこんなに食べちゃってダメだとかって思ってると悪化するから、まあいいか、冬だし、 you know, I need more fat. I'm pretty thin, so I need more fat to get warm, you know. So it's like, okay. なんか今だから普通の自分の一番ちょうどいい体重よりは 500g とかぐらいは多いし、自分のベストな体脂肪率よりは 2% ぐらい増えてるけど、別に、まあ、冬だし寒いからいいかっていうのと、本当に今シュガーインテイク多すぎるなって思ってくるときあるじゃん、たまに。あ、最近ちょっと糖分本当取りすぎ、調子乗りすぎって思ってきたときに思い出すことがあって、Maybe it's just me, but 何かがあってさ、突然死ぬとするじゃん、家で自分が、で誰にも見つけてもらえないとするじゃん。そうすると体って腐っていくじゃん、
right.
で体内に糖分が多ければ多いほど早く腐るわけよ。それってすごい嫌だなみたいな。そのさ見つけてくれた人に悪いじゃん、あこいつめっちゃ糖分取ってたからこんな腐ったじゃんみたいな。それを思い出すとなんかモチベーションになるの。 Just I think about myself like rotting because I had so much sugar, you know.
And your 下半身の感覚がなくなってる。
No, it's, but do you know what I mean?
I guess it's
something to think of when,
yeah,
you know.
I don't operate that way at all, so it's hard for me to relate. I feel like I'm working like a Neanderthal or something. Like, I'm going to fuck up these Oreos, and then I'm going to go fuck up the way to the gym. And, you know, like, it's just like,
yeah,
it's deciding to do stuff.
Right.
I'm just really bad at just being like, oh, no, I'll just eat those Oreos later. Because in my mind, it's like, well, why the fuck would I eat them later? I want to eat them now. If I'm going to eat them later, I'm going to throw them in the trash because that's ridiculous. That's like how my mind is working somehow.
Okay. Right.
But that doesn't make sense to you.
No, I mean, I'll eat it eventually, but it doesn't have to be right now, like at 11 p.m., for example.
Hmm.
And I already had dinner. It's like, do I really, you know, need it? Does my body need these Oreos? No.
But why even have it for later?
Because there might be a time where I actually need sugar for my body.
In my mind, my future self never wants Oreos.
Huh.
Ever.
Huh. Why? What does that mean?
I don't want myself to eat Oreos in the future.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? My refrigerator and my pantry is 本当に just in time system. So
just in time.
We bring this shit in and I eat it and then like it's okay. Like this.
まあでもほら一人暮らしだとさそうなるじゃんやっぱその何一人暮らしじゃなくて食べる人が何人かいて、
うん、
こう冷蔵庫もいっぱい物が入ってる。
うん。
でこうどんどんローテイチしてるっていう状態だと全部食べてるわけにいかないからさなんか you get used to like having food around.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Because I wasn't like that before either when I was feeding only myself, you know. Because I mean, I just buy something and I'll just eat it. I go buy something, I'll eat it, you know. So just in time system.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't do that now, so.
What do you think about like people that are trying to quit smoking, for example?
Yeah.
There's two things that they want simultaneously. They want to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
And
they want to quit.
They want to quit smoking.
Actually, it's interesting because my friend is on her way to quitting smoking cigarettes.
On her way to, どういう意味?
It's like, もうやめれそう。
でも、
and
ずっとそうじゃん、みんな。
But like, she's not suffering. Because she's taking, だからこういう感じだからすごい無理してやめようとすると cold turkey とか、mm. もうタバコのことばっかり考えちゃってもう大変じゃん。だから彼女はなんかもったいないけどお金はそのタバコを一本全部吸わないまず、
mm.
もう半分とかでも捨てる、
huh.
みたいなとこから始めて
で、That seems like a waste.
It is a waste, you know,、
yeah.
but not for her health, I guess.で今なんかさこんなちっちゃいさタバコをさこのベイパーみたいなの入れるやつ売ってるじゃん So you can smoke inside?
Wait, you put, when you say タバコ, do you mean cigarette or just like?
Yeah, cigarette.
So you put the tobacco cigarette inside a vape?
Yeah, kind of. And it's short. The cigarette itself is really short like this. I don't know how it works.At all, but you just put it in this vapor thing, and then you smoke, and then
is it
there's
smoke
no smell.
Or is it vapor? It's vapor.
I thought it was vapor, and I said like, "Oh, is it vapor?" And she was like, "Actually, it's a bit different." But she didn't really know how it worked either.
Okay.
So I have no idea. But でそれはやっぱ短いからすぐ終わるんだよね。だからそうやってどんどんこう量を減らして、so.まだやめれてはないけど前よりは吸ってる量は全然減ってるけど苦しんでもないっていうさ、
hmm.
So I
Where did she、get this method from?
まあ自分で
Because that's the standard、protocol I guess for getting off of medications that、develop a dependency、where you start with two pills then you do one and、
yeah.
a half pills then you do one pillor 3/4 of a pill or whatever it is.
It's really interesting that you brought that up because she had been addicted to その精神科の薬、huh. It wasn't her fault, it was the doctor、There's a really famous doctor in Ebisu who would just give you anything、hmm. with any amount, and he's known for that.
Well, that's, this is where she got the method then, probably.
多分ね、なんか意識してか無意識か分かんないけど、その同じメソッドを今取ってて、hmm. ああこれはエフェクティブだなって見てて思った。
People, you know, if you're conscious of the fact that your impulses are partly generated by these reward systems that have been hijacked chemically,、
yeah.
you can actually just very, very gradually reduce your consumption of anything, whether, you know, let's say your diet is really bad. And, it, you know, you're, you, from tomorrow you want to start eating okayu and, like, bananas or whatever. But...The more realistic approach so that your body doesn't want these things the same way、
mm.
is to reduce your sugar consumption gradually、mm. and your carbohydrate consumption gradually.
Because、
mm. sugars and carbohydrates are the ones that are hijacking your reward systems、
right.
for food. So if you...、and they chart this stuff with your glycemic index and how they affect your blood sugar levels. But if you just reduce that gradually every day...All of a sudden, you won't have the same urges to eat sweet things anymore.
本当にそれ。だから一回そこまで行っちゃうと全然楽じゃん。だから私も一回全部抜い、あの、本当だんだんそうやって全部抜いていって、その砂糖への執着心が全くない。体が全然欲しない。そのアディクションから抜けてる状態だから、もう1年間とかパスタとかも全然食べたくないし、ましてやコーラとかそういういっぱい砂糖が入ってるものなんてもう気持ち悪くて絶対に無理みたいなさ。その状態が一番楽だよね。何も我慢しなくていいっていうか、もともといらないから。
Yeah. It just takes time. And then once your body is in this mode, this corrected mode, because all these refined sugars and carbohydrates are not, they weren't originally part of our diet.
Right, right. So,
so that's why they have this crazy effect on us. It's like crack.
だからうちのハズベンも普段コーラとか飲まないようにしてるから全然飲んでないんだけど、アメリカに行くと。もうそれしか飲まないじゃんみんなソーラしか、うん、だから誰の家に行ってもいろんな種類のソーラが冷蔵庫に入っててどれでもいいよみたいなさ、
うん、
で彼はずっとアメリカやれたコーラとか飲んでてしたら日本に帰ってきてあやっぱコーラ飲みたいみたいなで買おうとしてるからいや今飲みたいと思うかもしれないけど今このアディクションになってるだけだから、うん、今ここで飲まなかったら飲みたいっていう、ね、気持ちも下がっていくじゃん、うん、だから今ここで我慢したら楽だよって言ってさ、
yeah.
and he was like, okay, so he didn't drink it, so now he doesn't need it, thank God. But so 面白いよね。
It's weird how we that paradox of like wanting a cigarette but wanting to quit at the same time.
Yeah.
This way where it's like we can't do what we want to do. Like why can't I do what I want to do?
Right,
like,
right, right.
No, I'm making this decision right now. God damn it, I'm not going to, you know.
だからそれをそういうふうに自分が分裂した状態がやっぱり一番辛いじゃん痩せたいけど食べたいとかさだからそれをなるべく分裂させないようにした
方がいい And it makes people hate themselves
Exactly
It makes people guilt themselves to try to compensate for this
Exactly
And I think it really fucks with a lot of people's psychology
そうだからこういうのをさなんかこう家庭科の授業とかで教えてほしかったなんかちょっと栄養のこととか習うじゃんその時にさ、mm.
But that's yeah, like you can learn like about all these different things, but they're taught so removed from the way that your mind works. But how your mind works is what you need to know if you want to be able to reduce your own unwanted behaviors or modify what your own desires
are. Right, and I mean these things can be taught, you know.
Yeah,
it's not like you have to actually experience this whole thing to know.、
Mm.
So I wish someone.
Well, there are a lot of people that are experiencing this. Most people are experiencing this. They're just not aware that they're experiencing it.
Right.
And so they don't understand the problem.
Hmm. あとたまにさ、私はやっぱ飲水量が少ないから、あ、なんか果物食べたいなとか、なんか食べたいって思った時に大体ただ喉が渇いてるだけっていうことが多いことに最近気づいた。
Like if you eat or if you drink water,
it's gone.
Yeah,
I'm well, just you know my body is trying to take water from
whatever.
Food or whatever, yeah.
Your body doesn't care where the water comes from.
Yeah.
But let's, you know, in prehistoric times, human beings didn't just have water on tap. So if there's an apple there and you're thirsty, eat the fucking apple. But, you know, that might not be the best way to do it now.
Yeah, so now I can just drink tap water, yeah. So, それを最近気づきました。私は。
よかったね。
お話終わりですか？
いや。
この間の回でさ、私がさ、除夜の鐘を頑張って思い出せたにもかかわらず、
101回ね。
101回って言ったためにめっちゃいろんな人に突っ込まれた上に、爆笑問題の太田さんにも、
もちろん。
101回目のプロポーズじゃないんだからって言われた。なんかさ、やっぱ、忘れ。
You were close.
I was close.
You were closer than me. I just had a vague concept.
まあね。7回足りなかったね煩悩の数が、少ない方がいいんだよでも
美
味しかった美味しかった、まあ、そういうこともよくあるよねバイリンガルニュースはだから私が言ってることを信じちゃったあんまり信じない方がいいっていうこと
yeah, well,
適当だから
you can just do an extra what 7 times next year something、
yeah.
like that
はい何だっけあ文字起こしのアプリ、
うん、
iPhone と Android と Mac でありますので文字起こしのテキストが欲しい方はそちらで見てみてください月額240円でなんと全部の文字起こしテキストが読み放題っていうのをやってますのでぜひよろしくお願いします
お願いします
あと Amazon でファービンクス T シャツと宇宙トレーナーっていうイケてるのも売ってますのでそちらもぜひ今まさに宇宙トレーナーの季節だしね、あとインスタグラム、フェイスブック、ツイッターやっていますのでそっちもぜひよろしくお願いします
お願いします
質問とかはツイッターでしてもらえると答えやすいです終わりですか
以上です
終わりバイ
バイ